Our next guest on Downtown is the author of several books, a nationally syndicated columnist, and his book, A Dog's Purpose, about to become, as they say, a major motion picture. W. Bruce Cameron joins us here on Downtown this afternoon. Bruce, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
So I have to make a confession right up front. They say it's good for the soul and all. I was late to the party on A Dog's Purpose and got to it and finally read it this weekend. And thank you for making me cry through most of my Sunday.
Well, you certainly were welcome. I didn't set out when I wrote A Dog's Purpose to make people cry, but I understand some people say that they have that cathartic effect. Yeah.
Well, it certainly did, and for everybody who reads it, certainly anybody who's had a pet, a dog, or I suppose even a cat, although one of my favorite parts about the book is the general disdain for cats in there.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story of how this story came to you, because it was different than most of the books you've written?
Yeah. First, the motivation was different. I was driving up the West Coast with my then-girlfriend, Catherine, and she had adopted a dog late in life, meaning not as a child. She didn't grow up with dogs. She had a new dog, and the dog died unexpectedly and rather young. And so she hadn't prepared herself, if one can, for that grief. And she was just absolutely overwhelmed with it, couldn't cope with it, and made the declaration that she would never, ever go through that again. She would never have another dog. And this was bad news for me, because I was sort of featuring her prominently in my future plans, but I also featured dogs in my future plans, because I grew up with dogs. I've always had dogs. So trying to alleviate her grief and trying to get her to see that her position was wrong-headed, if you will, I'm a storyteller. I started to tell her a story about a dog who reincarnates and remembers each life and keeps coming back to life and searching for his true ultimate purpose. And by the time I was finished, she liked the story so much she married me, and we did wind up getting another dog, so all's well that ends well. But she told me at the time, she said, "You have to write that as a book. That would make a great book." And so that's what I did.
Well, and it worked, as you said, on all levels there. Obviously, the bestseller status, but getting a wife, that's got to be number one on the list. And it came out, as you mentioned in the acknowledgments of the book, it came out pretty much fully formed.
Yes. I mean, A Dog's Purpose was so unusual compared to any other novel I've ever written, in that when the idea came to me, the idea came to me from the first chapter, the first word, to the final sentence, as if I had downloaded it from someplace. And that never happens. When I write a novel, normally I sit down and I start writing a story, and I write until it gets to the point where it doesn't make any sense, and then I go back to the last moment it made sense and try a new direction, like a mouse running a maze. In this case, the whole thing just came to me, the whole loaf. And I just wrote down what I said to her in that car, and that was the book. So it was a real gift. It was nothing like that has ever happened to me before. And of course, A Dog's Purpose, 52 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. I didn't see that coming. All of this was a big surprise, and I got to say, I'm eternally grateful.
What did you learn about the way dogs think as you did some research to corroborate what you had in your story?
Well, you know, a lot of what we think we know about dogs, we get from studying wolves, and a lot of what we know about wolves, we get from studying wolves in captivity. So by the time you go to this one-off, two-off thing, you really lose track of where you are. Your best bet is to go to the dog park and watch how dogs interact with each other and with their humans in the dog park. It's very interesting. They are very complex creatures. I mean, I think anybody who's ever had a Labrador thinks that all the Labrador really wants to do is get a treat and then another treat and then another treat, and they seem very single-minded. That's not it. They're very complex animals. I learned a ton of things that I didn't expect about how dogs react to people's emotions and how they see the world through their nose, and how they are so attuned to scent that we walk through the world blissfully unaware of the bouquet of aromas that are coming up from every single scrap of paper and wood, every inch of ground. All of those things are just giving these dogs an amazing view of the world. So when I wrote A Dog's Purpose, I wrote it from the point of view of a dog, and I had to get into that mindset of, well, what's it like to be a dog?
Well, now we're talking with Bruce Cameron, author of A Dog's Purpose, and now I find, because we had a situation, kind of a similar thing. We had a dog that we absolutely loved. She died very young, only 7 years old, and we said, we're not going to do this for a while. No more dogs. Well, that resolve lasted all of 3 weeks. And our next dog, who was sitting near me when I read the book over the weekend, I don't know, I think she sensed what I was reading, because she started looking at me with this, I don't know, this look in her eyes that said, are you starting to understand now? Do you get it?
That is fantastic. I love that. Yeah. We did the same thing. You know, we were on the set of the movie A Dog's Purpose, which, you know, my wife and I are screenwriters on that project. And it'll be out January 27th. And we were on set with these remarkable actor dogs, these dogs who can actually portray an emotion that they should be feeling at the time. It was quite striking. Don't really understand how the dog knows that it's supposed to look sad, for example. But when it comes time to look sad, the dog, the actor's name is Bolt, he plays Buddy in the movie, Bolt would just look really sad. It was kind of astounding. They are such complicated creatures.
Wait, was it sense memory? Was he a method acting dog?
I don't know. I don't know what they told him his motivation was, but he just had there was this one scene where he's supposed to be walking away sadly, and then he turned and looked back at the camera just exactly as if the director had said, okay, now stop and turn and look at the camera. It was uncanny. So, and I would urge, I just saw the movie A Dog's Purpose, so I'm really thrilled with how it turned out. But I would say you're going to get a better experience if you read the book first, because there's so many things. You know, it's a movie; it has to take an entire book and throw stuff out. And there's some backstory that you're just going to have to infer from the movie, but if you read the book, you'll understand some of these characters so much better.
Now, your work has been turned into television shows before, but was there any trepidation in seeing it move to the screen? Obviously, it's eased a little bit when you and your wife are screenwriters, and you got a great director as well, but are you worried that somebody else's interpretation may differ from what was in your mind?
Oh, you know, you have to let go of that as an author. You know, I wrote A Dog's Purpose. I'm the screenwriter. I'm one of the screenwriters for A Dog's Purpose, the movie. Entirely different projects. I mean, I just had to not become emotionally attached to my own work as the author, because, so yes, the answer is absolutely. The trepidation, real anxiety, not only because there's more than one writer on the project, but because then they hand it to the director, and the director kind of does with it whatever he wants. In this case, it's a man, Lasse Hallström. Great director, but he has his take on the whole story. So any author who has a chip on his shoulder going into this process isn't going to make it through it emotionally, because it is really difficult. You have to keep in mind they are entirely different art forms. One is 100 pages long, and the other is, you know, 390 pages long. There's just so much more to be said for a book in terms of what detail is in there. The movie has to pick and choose among the parts. It's not that easy to do, and I think Lasse Hallström did a fantastic job with A Dog's Purpose.
All the more reason, though, why you should read the book before you see the movie. And now you've written sequels, A Dog's Journey, Dogs for Christmas. Why is it, do you think, Bruce, that the story of not only this particular dog and A Dog's Purpose, but any dog, resonates so well with so many people?
Well, a couple reasons. The one is kind of profound and complicated. When about 30,000 years ago, we were just about on the verge of extinction as the final ice age began, and we made friends with the wolf, and the wolf helped us survive, and then we bred the wolves and turned them into dogs, and we bred specific dogs, we bred dachshunds, we bred Labradors, poodles, but in every case, We bred them to be with us. And consequently, those of us who could get along with dogs to herd our sheep and to help us hunt our fowl and to do everything that we needed to do to survive, those of us who did that had a better chance of surviving. So we, in a way, we evolved to be together, humankind and canine. We belong side by side on this planet, and so we are inextricably bound together. Our souls are intertwined, if you will. And I think the reason A Dog's Purpose is so compelling, and thank you for mentioning that it's actually a series, and there's another one, A Dog's Journey. I think the reason why it's so compelling is it speaks directly to our hearts about these creatures that are so dependent upon us and that want really nothing more than to be with us and to help us.
Do you share Bailey Ellie Buddy's opinion on cats?
You know, now I have to tell you that I'm going to be a little defensive here, because I do feel like there are some good cats and there are some bad cats, and that's how the dog sees the world. There are some cats that he likes better than others, but I think that dogs have a lot of trouble understanding cats, and even when they tolerate them and they live in a domestic situation with them, they clearly see that the cats can jump on the furniture, and the cats can eat different food, and the cats can do things that the dogs are not allowed to do, and that's got to drive them a little crazy. So I try to capture a little of that in A Dog's Purpose.
So in the big picture, what do you think we learn about ourselves from our relationship with dogs?
I think we learn that true love never dies, and that our real friends are always there for us if we just know where to look. And that is our relationship with dogs. They are our real friends.
I can't say it much better than that. Well, that's why he's the author of the book, W. Bruce Cameron, A Dog's Purpose, and the movie coming out next month, a major motion picture release. Does Josh Gad capture the voice of this wonderful dog that we've grown to love?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I saw the movie with Josh Gad, and he reacted to the movie as if he had never read the script. I mean, he laughed and he cried, and it was so much fun. Yes, I would say Josh Gad is kind of perfect. You know, a dog is so optimistic and happy and joyful and you know, pretty much ignorant of the travails and stresses and anxieties of modern life. They don't know any of that. They just know that life should be enjoyed, and that is really the spirit that Josh captured with his voicing of the character of the dog. It's really fun to watch this movie, and it was really fun to. I wish everybody could watch it with Josh, because he was just so much fun.
Well, Bruce, the book is absolutely delightful, and I did cry like a baby, but I loved it. It's one of those books that I will reread, I'm sure, many times, and will pass along to friends to read as well. It's just a terrific. Look forward to seeing the movie as well, but for anybody listening, get the book, A Dog's Purpose, and see what we're talking about. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. This was a real joy.